A little tincture goes a long way. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. A little tincture goes a long way. A tincture of arsenic can kill. A tincture of arsenic can heal. Scientists and doctors of various natures, homeopathic, use a tincture of various things to do many things. And these tinctures are just the teensy-weensiest little bit. Not much. Not much at all. Okay. Now, we have a body. And our body, it operates by tinctures. Just the teensiest little bit of this or that. If your boss comes in and says, Sylvia, you're fabulous. Do you realize what you just did? You just did in just 5 minutes work there what it's taken us a month to try to figure out. You're a genius. You're wonderful. Sylvia, I don't know how I can repay you. You're so fantastic. And then your boss goes away. Well, now, what happened to Sylvia?
She got the tincture.
She got her tincture. She got her tincture of love, appreciation, respect, honor. Now, does she need money? Does she need anything else in the world? Do you think she's going to float through the rest of the day and the month and the year, perhaps, you know? I mean, because that's quite nice. That's just that teensy-weensy little comment. Just a little. Now, if every boss could spend his day figuring out how to give tinctures of compliments away, what miracles would happen, and how he would save a lot of pay because he wouldn't have to give them so much additional money. But that's not his purpose. His purpose is to get maximum production out of his company. Now, a boss has a number of employees. He has, let's say, 5, 10, 50, 100, 1,000, million employees, doesn't matter. But he's got these employees. So, if the boss wants his company to make money, he has to have producers who produce whatever it is that the company produces. He has to have his staff who does the work. Now, if he can sit at his desk in the morning or evening or sometime and make a list and go through a whole bunch of employees, if he's got a lot of them, then he has to do a lot of them. But say, for instance, he's got 10 employees. So he goes through the list of 10 employees. So each week he takes 10 employees and he has 10 tinctures that he gives to one for each employee. And to each employee, he goes and gives something special that they cannot tell anybody else about and find out that the other person got the same thing. Each person got something unique, special, and just wonderfully designed for them. And they go away, wow, you know, I can't do enough for this company. I can't do enough for promoting it. And the people call up the phone, oh boy, yes, we sure have got what you want. And if we don't have it, we'll figure out how to create it for you. But you just tell us whatever it is your need is. And the people are, my God, I've never been treated like that by a company before. Usually they are very normal, you know, businesslike. But here, they really care about me. And then they tell 100 more people, you know. And then they tell other people. And word of mouth, the business just spreads like wildfire because the boss took time to put a tincture of confidence in each of his employees in a special way. Now, are you worthy enough of thinking of good things about yourself? Are you worthy enough of thinking up 10 good things about yourself and putting it out? Now, I've been asking at the breakfast table, I just sort of offered it, and I said, write 10 nice things about each other and yourself every day. Every day. And bring it to breakfast every day and read it to the group every day. You don't have to read it if you don't want to, but read it to the group every day. And so for a little while, you did this. And then you got lazy. And in fact, you got lazy right in the middle of it, in fact. And you didn't even bring them in. You didn't bring them in. And the things that you started saying were a bunch of garbage, you know. It was just a repetition. I like me, I like me, I like me, I like me. Now, that's okay, and that's true, but it's not part of the program that we have. The program we have, what I was teaching you to do, was to create tinctures, potent tinctures of something to be very great and beneficial to you. But you chose not to follow it. You chose not to do it. You chose that it's not that important, and you didn't do it, and you want me to keep insisting that you do it, and you want me to keep giving you the tincture and saying, oh, isn't that great, isn't that wonderful? But let me tell you something. Your world, I know it's going to come as a big surprise to all of you. Your world does not turn on me. I am not important to your world. I might be okay or nice and so forth, but I'm not important. Who is important to your world?
I.
You individually. And so you are the ones who have to think up these tinctures of brilliance about yourself. Now, when you start talking about yourself and I say, gee, Herb, you're a very thoughtful fellow. I enjoy being with you. You know, Herb, I love it when I walk along the path with you and you're singing away and saying I like me and doing that kind of stuff. And it just sort of, and you know, Herb, when I walk with you on the path and you say, I am divine order, I am divine order. And then next thing you know, your chin goes up. You know, not snooty, but your chin goes up. Your chest goes out, your tummy goes in, your shoulders go back. You know, and you walk with such confidence and such dignity. My God, Herb, Adonis didn't even look as good as you do. No! He didn't even look as good as you do. Isn't that a tincture?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a nice little tincture, you know? But you see, they come, and you don't know when they're going to strike you. You don't know when the tincture is really going to come, but you got to keep feeding it. You got to keep feeding the fish, because the tincture will come. And when it comes, that you will walk on air. And then you'll be not only Adonis, you'll be double Adonis, you'll be fantastic. And you see, you do not compare yourself to anybody else. You only compare yourself to yourself. You only compare yourself to the person who you are. Now, as you continued writing these 10 statements about each of you every day, you went from bad to worse. And then you went to the bottom, and you were just a bunch of nothings. And I knew it was going to happen that way, and I didn't really say anything. I just let you do it. And then each one of you gave yourself a tincture, just a tincture of self-confidence, of unconditional love. And then you started writing like an artist. You started writing with drama and magic and enthusiasm, and you started coming up with all sorts of great tinctures of wonderful things. And I said, keep it up, keep it up. And so you do it on your computer, and you do it on your notebook, you do it on whatever you do it on, but the thing is, keep it up, keep it up. And you don't do it. So the next thing I know, here you come to me with a problem. And I say, oh, is that right? And I think to myself, now, if they had kept up their affirmations, if they had kept up their tincturizing of themselves, if they kept up the tincturating of what they were doing, and they would be tinctured complete. But you didn't. You gave up. You gave up. And when you give up, I'm not going to pursue it with you. I will go off into other dimensions. And if you want to come along, fine. If not, fine. But I will give you tinctures. And when the tinctures don't take, then it's like giving it to a dead cow, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You give a tincture to a dead cow. Now, if you're very good, the cow will get up and walk, you know. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, normally, you don't believe it. Normally, it's over with. Now, what sort of tinctures are you fooling around with? Arsenic that you're killing yourself with? Or arsenic that you're healing yourself with? Or love? Tinctures of love that you're making yourself feel just 10 feet tall, you know? Or are you giving yourself a tincture of unconditional love, where you deal with anybody and everybody in just such a beautiful, flowing way? Now, Ellen likes to come home from the hairdresser. She likes to go to the hairdresser also. But she likes to come home from the hairdresser and she's, Oh, Maria, she's so wonderful. Oh, Maria is this. Oh, Maria is that. Oh, Maria. Well, what is Maria doing? Maria is being herself. Uh-huh. And she's just, like with her pixie dust, her tinctures are her pixie dust. And she's sniffing them out all over everybody. Now, they don't take on everybody. Ellen looks at a lot of the things in Maria's shop and she says, that's nice, not something I'd like to buy. And then other things she perhaps would like to buy. But the thing is, it's like pixie dust. Pixie dust comes to you. And it doesn't mean that all pixie dust is going to bring its magic to you, because you have to have a magical receptance for it. Now, are you a Tinkerbell? Or are you a Svengali?
Tinkerbell.
Are you giving out tinctures of iodine? Tinctures of hydrogen peroxide? Are you giving out tinctures of arsenic? You know? And arsenic! Oh, no! Arsenic is good. The little tinctures do wonderful things. They do wonderful healing things. And this is true of everything that exists. Now, let that be sort of a reminder to each of us. If a tincture of arsenic can be a good thing, and arsenic of itself is thought of as not good, how about a tincture of you or a tincture of me? If a tincture of us could be something good, even though we ourselves are not yet revealed or fulfilled like we could be. Are you ready? Are you ready to shine forth and flow forth and be all that you are? Or are you going to hide behind that dusty encounter that covers your diamond? And everybody walks by that dusty encounter which you call your diamond and they say, what is that over there? What is that? What is that, that gray thing in the field there? What is that, you know? And it had become so covered with dust that no one remembers what it was anymore. And then some little kid comes along, and he goes over there, and he climbs up on the diamond. And as he's climbing up on the diamond, he gets tired. So he lays down and goes to sleep. And while he's sleeping, he's wiggling around, and he's polishing while he's wriggling around on the diamond, not knowing that he's polishing. And then he wakes up and he says, hey, guess what I found? Guess what I found? And so each one of us, we might give that a try. Mm-hmm. Just go and enjoy life and take a nap when you feel like it and wiggle around, and when you wake up, you might have polish somebody's diamond, or maybe your own. Think on these things. What tincture are you using today to make a difference in your world? If you take what do they say, 12 drops or 6 drops of hydrogen peroxide, 35% of food grade hydrogen peroxide, and put it into a gallon of water and shake it up good, that it tastes just like spring water. Now, that's pretty nice, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty nice. And is that a tincture?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just imagine if you put 100% hydrogen peroxide. It'd kill you. And yet, the little bit is so good, but a lot, it's pretty potent. And do you know what they use 90% hydrogen peroxide for?
Yes, rocket fuel.
It's the oxygen for rocket fuel.
I didn't know what that
was. Going to the moon.
Rocket fuel.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, 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 yeah. So you see, many dimensions. Well, think on these things and be your own tincture of unconditional love. And keep showering yourself with that pixie dust of unconditional love and watch how all your problems are gone. And all of your reality is here now. I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.